Good morning. It is 9:08 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update from, again, threw me again, Coffeyville Chamber.
I know.
It's like spin the wheel with
you. Yeah, which one am I today?
Oh, my gosh. Coffeyville Chamber Conference. We have Wyatt Starnes, and we also have Kathy Smith with Summer Celebration. Good morning to you both.
Special guest this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
It's been a busy morning already. We have business over breakfast this morning, but I'll get to that in a second. I want Kathy to share some upcoming details on Summer Celebration coming up next weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like every year, when we start talking about Summer Celebration, it's like, oh, it's months away. Oh, it's, you know, it's away. And then, bam, it just out of nowhere.
It does. Yeah.
And I feel like, this is just me speaking personally here, once we get to summertime, it is like just a downhill slope to Christmas. So this is exciting.
Yeah, because we start
in January. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun process. So tell us what all we've got going on this year.
Okay. Well, this year especially is kind of special to Gail and I because our 10th anniversary with the park. With the city, and also America's 250th birthday. So I'm going to give kind of a rundown of what we have going on during the day. At 7:30, we have the 5K and 1 mile fun run. And Jake Stoneberger has taken over this year as host. And he will be giving soft tissue massages for the runners after the run. Yeah. And so if you're not a runner, you can still get a massage. He's going to set up in the park afterwards, so you can still get a soft tissue mini massage. And then we'll have 25 runners randomly drawn for a $25 gift card. And then we have the car, truck, and motorcycle rat rod show. It starts at 8, and the awards at 2 are right after the kitty car show. We'll have top 30, one best of show, and one under 18 trophy. Drew Banzit and Andy Vale will keep the music going and all the announcements, and they're really good. We just love them. And we have lots of giveaways throughout the day. I haven't seen them, but I know they're good. The Cornhole Tournament, South Coffeyville Cheer Squad is taking care of that. Dorothy Perkins and South Coffeyville. And we also have Deering on board this year, and as of last year, too. And then right after the awards, we'll have the poker run. And it's $20 a ticket. Coffeyville Summer Celebration is putting in the first $500 to that pot. So it makes it a little more appealing. And there's a lady by the name of Deborah Arnold. And I really don't know a whole lot about this, but she's with DAR. And she'll be giving a short presentation right around 11 or 11:30 on the history of Montgomery County.
Wow, that's exciting.
Talking about Reverend, I'm not sure who it is, but anyway, that will be good to listen to. And then, of course, we have D'Angelo with Michael doing his Michael Jackson impersonation. Our Kitty Car Show, Reawakening, and Carter Automotive is putting it on again this year. And it's in the Ron Stevenson Building. Kids can bring their cars anytime in the morning, get them registered, and set up to show. It doesn't have to be early. You can be right before the parade, and it'll be all good. We're encouraging the parents to help their kids decorate in a patriotic theme, like decorate your cars in anything, red, white, and blue, streamers, flags, stars and stripes, or whatever you want to do. And then Uncle Sam himself will be there. Yeah, so
that's
he'll be
exciting.
At the Ron. Yeah, he'll be at the Ron Stevenson Building and about an hour before the cruise, and he's going to talk to the kids, and they can ask him questions about America and whatever. And then they'll do their parade to the grandstand. They'll line up, and Uncle Sam will be guiding them out this year, as also with the sheriff, deputy sheriff, and the. With his lights and sirens and Gail. And also each kid and his car will get a medallion and $10 cash. And then one lucky kid and his car will receive the best decorated award.
Oh, really?
And that doesn't have to be patriotic. You can decorate it anything, but we're encouraging the patriotic theme. And then our water slides. Thank goodness our water slides are back on this year. That was kind of a big deal. New Vision Church and S-Mart Discount came through for us big time. I mean, and we're getting our slides from Spacewalk, of Tulsa, and we've heard they're fantastic.
That's exciting.
Yeah, they've got, we're doing a 17-foot double slide.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, a bounce house with water and then a dry bounce house, too.
They had a big one like that in Mountain Valley this last weekend, and I turned around the corner and was like, this is taller than some of the buildings. Yeah. Like, it was just massive.
She talked about a 70-foot.
No.
I'm like, we better not.
I mean, that would be exciting.
But, yeah. 70 oh, my
foot,
God.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, and we have, as of today, we have 117 food and merchandise vendors. Wow. So if you're hungry, that's your own fault. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of food, lots of things to buy. Look at information vendors, lots of them. And then at the end of the evening, probably about 9:30 or so, Gail will make his announcements. And Haley Bagwell will sing the national anthem for us, and she's really good. And as her national anthem, we'll kick off the largest fireworks show in this area, put on by Kirk Stevens and Sigra and the Foggy Bottom production, and they are just absolutely wonderful.
I don't know if we can prove it, but I always tell everyone it's the largest fireworks show in Southeast Kansas. I claim the whole region. So
yeah, we've heard that.
It's an amazing show.
Yeah.
Growing up, I lived on the other side of Walmart, kind of out in that country area, and we would sit on our back patio and watch the fireworks show
because
we're so close to Walter Johnson Park. So it's improved every single year. So kudos to you guys.
Well, thank you.
For just amping it up and amping it up. So, and I think it's an event that I think a lot of people don't realize. It's free. You guys just put it on for the community.
Yeah.
And that's hard to come by these days. So
right. That's
an awesome thing that you guys are doing for Coffeeville.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people know this either. There are so many people that come in from out of town just to spend the day here.
Yeah.
They'll spend the whole day going through the vendors, doing all the activities, watching the show. So it's huge what you guys are doing. And we're extremely thankful that you're doing it.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome. And 10 years. That's exciting.
10 years. And 10 years at our house before that.
Oh, my God. So technically kind of like 20 years. Wow, you guys are pros.
We started out, our first show at home was like 75 people.
Wow.
And this is what it's grown to.
Wow, that's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. Congratulations. Pat on the back to you guys. That's
Thanks.
Great. If people have questions or want to, you know, are there room for last-minute vendors that want to sign up? Or are you okay, who do they contact?
They can call me. Kathy at 620-252-5155, or they can call Gail at 620-252-8688, and he usually just refers them to me because I've got the list, and you know.
You're in charge. You got the whole thing. Well, that's awesome. We're excited. Excited. Any other last minute things you want to tell us?
Thank you to all the sponsors, people that have donated. Thank you. Thank you. My gosh, we could not have done this any year without all the people that have supported us, stood behind us.
Yeah.
You know, the community is just, you know, it just shows you how two people, three people or whatever can get together and make something happen,
mm-hmm.
you know. So. Yeah.
It shows off a lot of community pride and we love that, you know. Coffeeville to me has always been a community that comes together for big things. So it's exciting to see something like this continue for so long. And for 10, 20, 30 plus years to come, I hope.
Oh, I hope.
I hope so. I hope we keep it going.
It's
a great deal. Well, Kathy, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you.
I am looking forward to it. I was out there. I'm out there most years, but last year in particular, I was out filming all day long. And I'm telling you what, it may be hot, but there is just so much going on that you almost don't even realize it. So many cool vendors. I met people. There was a vendor that came last year. She had a little pancake stand. I'd never heard of such a thing. She was from somewhere in Missouri and had come over. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. You think it's just local people that set up. No, there are people that travel to set up to this. So it's exciting. I think it's great. So thank you so much for coming.
Well,
thank you. You did great on the show today.
Oh.
You always do.
You always do. You're a pro.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, Wyatt, what else is going on here around town?
Oh, my goodness. We had a great lineup today at Business Over Breakfast. We'll start first with our sponsor, KFAN, Keisha Johnson. We joked this morning. I love Keisha. She is a dear friend of mine, and I may or may not have twisted her arm just a little bit to be our sponsor this morning, but it was for good reason, you know. KFAN, I don't know if you've noticed, they've gotten new signs put up here recently at their two locations, the one on 8th Street and then over on... I'll forget the street, but it's the Longfellow School.
By Longfellow,
yes.
Yeah.
They've got those put up now. They've got new flooring. Shout out to D-Rail Commodities. She told me to say this. They put in the flooring for her, but they've been doing a lot of improvements. And it's interesting to know, many people don't know this, those improvements are coming after a season of quite a drought for KFAN, specifically here in town. I know they experienced a lot of changes with grant funding because it's a grant funded program and whatnot. And so they kind of were a little curious as to what things would look like, but they've been able to grow and prosper here recently, and so they're doing a lot of good work. Specifically, she just told us yesterday, because on Tuesdays they're open, I want to say 10 to 3, she helps 47 families in one day with things that they may need, whether that's clothes, you know, food, whatever kind of goods they need. So the work that they're doing is really, really important. A lot of people don't know Keisha's been doing this for about 6+ years now in our community, so she's on it, let me tell you. And I did not know this, which explains why she's always traveling and on the road. She's over the Coffeyville one, and then she kind of helps oversee the Dodge City, and there was one other one, my goodness, what did she say? There's two locations that she helps with outside
kind of
ours.
That's a haul to get over there.
yeah, to get to Dodge City, my goodness, you got to drive for like 3 days to get there. So she's a busy woman, but we're appreciative to have her in our community and doing so much for us. So she got to talk a little bit about that. She was our main sponsor today, so we appreciated that. Then we heard from the city. Amber Dean just gave us some updates on the different art projects that have kind of been happening around town. I'm sure everyone's seen the murals that have gone up, the electric boxes that have been painted. I think that there are a couple other things in the works that they've got going on, but it really is brightening up our town in a lot of ways, in ways that we haven't had in a while. So it's exciting to see some fresh paint and some fresh colors around town. And I will tell you this, I told everyone this morning, you'd be shocked at the number of visitors that come in, and one of the first things they compliment is, I love how you painted your electric box. We think no one notices, but that is appealing to those who come to see our town. So that's really exciting. We're thankful for all the hard work that they're doing.
So those details.
It's the details, yes. It's all in the details. And then we got an update from Rachel down at the library talking about their new digital archive. Now, I told her this and I apologize. I snooped. She sent me the link so that I knew what she was talking about. So I had tore through the whole archive. It is the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's like a database, and you click on, like, for instance, you can go to yearbooks like back to like 1904 or something like that. You can click on it and it opens up just the front page. But when you click on it, it'll let you scroll through the entire yearbook. And I just was like looking at all the things, and there's really cool documents from the Dalton raid. There's like, I want to say court documents from all of that. There's some really neat photos of Coffeyville from years ago. So they, I want to say, had a little over 200 items that they've gotten added on there. But their plan is to, as time goes on, because it's a mixture of things they have at the library and then things that the Historical Society has as well. But their plan is to just keep adding and adding so that everyone has access to all of these historical documents, which is really cool. It's just a free thing on the Coffeyville Public Library's website. So I thought that was neat. She gave a little bit of a demonstration on how it works and whatnot. It was pretty cool. And then, of course, we had some community groups mention some things. So the Hospital Foundation, they are having an open house, and I'll talk about that here in a little bit. So they let us know about those. But the Bill Reed Golf Classic is going to be on October 3rd. They're going to start advertising that now, because that's always a big deal every single year. They are going to have information on their foundation website, so go check out there. But they'll have a silent auction. They'll have sponsors. Of course, you can play in the games. And so they were letting everyone know now to get your team wrangled together so that you can get signed up. So we heard from them. NAC is having their quarterly meeting, but this one is also their awards meeting on July 16th at the Country Club. If you want to purchase a ticket, and I believe the ticket includes dinner and attendance to the meeting, you can do that on their website or in person at the MAC office at Independence. Grace Fellowship is having a summer breakout. That one is going to be, I want to say, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Wednesday in July. We have a community calendar that we just put out on Facebook yesterday. It'll be on there, so go check that one out. But it's fun for the whole family. He did say, though, that if it's a little too warm outside, they'll move it indoors. So just keep that in mind. But it's open to everybody. And yeah, a lot of the other updates we heard are events that are on our community calendar, so go check that out. But it was a great morning, and it was a little bit of a toasty morning, too. It was a little warm, but you know what? That is just what to expect after we get weeks of rain is just like 100. The rest of feels like the rest of the year. I always tease everyone, and I am not someone, me and James have had this conversation a million times. I do not like the heat. That is my least favorite thing.
So you're wearing a vest today.
So I wear a vest. That's how I get against the heat. So anywho, I always joke, and I'm like, gosh, here comes summer, 6 months of summer. And because it feels like it stretches clear through October all these times. We're out there at Brewfest and whatnot, just dripping in sweat because it's like 100 degrees. So it is. I'm just patiently waiting for the cooler weather. I can't wait for it to get here. Anyway, don't want to wish away what's happening right now. So some other updates that I want to give. July, our business spotlight is, drumroll, Ford Wolf Bruns Chapel here in town. I don't know if people know this. They've been a member for, 20 or 15 years? 2012 is when they joined. So that's, I think, close to 15. Don't check my math. I wasn't a math student. But we're really excited to spotlight them this month. They do a lot for our community. They have been in business for 126 years and have provided compassionate and professional service to families in Coffeeville and the surrounding area. They offer traditional funeral services, cremation options, and prearranged plans. Their dedicated staff continues to serve the community with care, dignity, and respect during life's most difficult moments. And we are proud to recognize them. So congrats to them. We love to show off our members and all the good things that they're doing around town. So we were excited to highlight them. Okay, moving on. We've got some important dates I want to talk about. One of them being tomorrow at 10 a.m. We have a ribbon cutting for a brand new business here in town. So I think it was back in the end of 2024, we welcomed a new member, Wilcox Bargain Outlet. They are on 8th Street, 902 West 8th, if I am remembering correctly. And they are now opening an additional business at the same location. It is a new food truck. I believe it is an Asian food truck. It's called Yum Yum Cuisine. So we are having a ribbon cutting for them tomorrow at 10 a.m., which is really exciting. We've got to visit with the family, and they're real sweet people. So we're excited to welcome them. They're not completely new to the business world, but this one is new. So we're excited to do that one. Coming up the rest of this month, just some dates to kind of keep in mind. We've got the first summer breakout starting on the 8th. I have that in front of me now, so I can tell you. Of course, summer celebration, we just talked about that. July 12th, we have the Young Professionals, or aka the Fun Professionals, pickleball. I don't know if I want to call it a tournament, meetup. What, knowing me and Matt Jordan, it's going to turn into a tournament.
Yeah, it will.
Before we even get started.
Yep.
And so we're excited to have everyone out. That is an entire county thing. So Cherryville, Independence, Caney, the whole crew. Bring everybody. And what we were told last time is that young means anyone who likes to have fun. So there's no age limit. So don't think you're too old to come play some pickleball, because we're ready to play with anybody. So keep that one in mind. And then, again, I mentioned that we have the community calendar on Facebook that we just posted. But if you go to the Coffeeville Chamber website, we have a list that just literally is ever growing. It changes every single day because there's so many fun things to do in town. I always tell everyone there's always something to do in Coffeeville. There's a plethora of events to go to that fit all kinds of different lifestyles. So make sure you keep an eye on that. We do try and update the social media post periodically, but if you want the most up-to-date information, it is on the community calendar. Okay. Back to what I was saying about the open house at the pharmacy. So recently, CRMC opened their primary care clinic across the street, and it also has a pharmacy included. So everyone is invited to the open house they're having July 9th. And it's going to be, so the address there is 1411 West 4th Street. It's going to have a special dedication ceremony beginning at 4 p.m. And then they will have guided tours of the facility until 6 p.m. after. Refreshments will be served. And during the tour, you'll get to have the opportunity to see the primary care clinic and the pharmacy. So that's really exciting. I haven't been able to go in there, but I do know that our last year's leadership class, if I remember correctly, got to see a little sneak peek of it right as it was kind of opening. So that was pretty cool. So anyhow, just make sure you're there on the 9th. That'll be exciting. So we want to give some recognition to the Coffeyville police. They have received an award recently from the Kansas Department of Transportation. They presented them with the 2026 Gold Community Traffic Safety Award. So congratulations to them. That's pretty exciting. And we love to see different people in the community, different organizations receiving awards. So good deal. The Kansas Masonic Foundation community is giving grants. They have some available. So they're giving out local community grants through July 15th. So we've got about a week and a half-ish to put in grants. The grants are $5,000 and $10,000, and they're available to eligible nonprofit organizations, schools, government agencies, and community serving organizations for projects that strengthen Kansas communities. If you have questions about that grant or you're interested in applying, reach out to Tim Russell. His phone number is 620-251-3003, and he'd be more than happy to answer any questions and help you apply before the deadline. So if you're looking to get some grant funds in or you need it for a project, they would be happy to help. We've got some fun member updates. One of our members and a dear friend of ours, Wayne Joplin, he recently made something pretty cool for CRMC. He put something in the Healing Garden. It was a like iron hanging basket display. It was so cool. Let me tell you what, Wayne, he makes the coolest things. And if you've not had the chance to meet Wayne, what are you doing? He is one of the coolest guys, and we're thankful to have him around. He loves to do fun things like that. So it was really cool to see that he put that out there. And it's a collaboration on our side. You know, he's a member of the chamber with his blacksmith, and then the CRMC is a chamber too. So it was pretty neat to see them to work together. Another member update, Hillcrest Golf Course. They have some new looks. I don't know if people are familiar with this. So over the past year, the clubhouse has received some major improvements. Last summer, a brand new roof was installed. And then this summer, the interior received a fresh remodel, creating an even more welcoming space for golfers, friends, and visitors to gather and welcome. If you want to, I believe that you can go to the Coffeyville.com website. That's the city's website. They have a page dedicated to Hillcrest, so you can learn a little bit more about the golf course. So I would check them out. And then, of course, on the Coffeyville Parks and Places, if I'm remembering correctly, they also give updates there too, so you'll have to check that out. But we're really excited to see all of the fun things that they've got going on. Sonic is having a car show. So whether you have a classic muscle car, hot rod, Jeep, truck, motorcycle, or a modern show car, Sonic would love to have you there. You don't have to have a vehicle to show. You can still just come out and enjoy all of the incredible rides, meet fellow car enthusiasts, and enjoy some food, cold drinks, and a fun summer atmosphere for the whole family. This is going to be on Saturday, July 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if I am remembering right, they are putting this in the parking lot that's just on the west side of Sonic. So that'll be exciting. I think they've been teasing that they had some event coming up for a while now. So we're excited to see what all they have in store. And it does look like there are potential winners here. So if you're interested, I would get a hold of Sonic and see if you can get signed up. That'll be fun. It looks like our teens at the Boys and Girls Club here in town, they are seeing the rewards of their hard work in the garden. So after spending weeks planting, watering, and catering for their crops, they recently harvested a fresh crop of potatoes. The garden project provides hands-on opportunities to build responsibility, teamwork, and patience while teaching valuable life skills. Hard work does pay off, so good job to them. I don't know if at that age I would have ever really wanted to plant a potato, so they're way ahead of me. My parents were always big planters. We always had a little garden. That was just never my thing, so kudos to them. That's exciting. And it's nice to know that you can kind of live off the land. So
there you go.
That's exciting. Another member that was in the news recently, CCC, their collision repair program, earned a national accreditation renewal. So Coffeyville Community College's Automotive Collision and Refinishing Technology Program has successfully earned renewal of its accreditation from the ASE Education Foundation, reaffirming that the program continues to meet rigorous national industry standards. The accreditation recognizes excellence in instruction, facilities, equipment, and curriculum, helping ensure students receive high-quality, career-focused training and prepares them for the success in the collision repair and refinishing industry. So that's exciting. Good for them. We have a job of the week. It looks like it is with First Student, and they are looking for bus drivers. So this is an important time to mention. If anyone is ever looking for a job or you hear of anyone looking for a job, always send them to the Chamber website. We have a job board is what we call it. On the Chamber website, it's just called Chamber. I think it's Living Here and then Under Opportunities. We have a whole slew of listings. Now, these are going to be listings that we've received from people. So if we don't know of them, they may not be on there. But we normally have a good amount on there. So anyone can go and they can get direct information to apply. So make sure you do that. And I think we have hit the end of my notes, James.
Wow.
So now we just get to go off the script. We can do whatever. No, I'm just kidding. You can sing a song. That's about it. It's been a busy time for us. As many people may know, Madison, she has moved on to Arkansas. Madison's been in our office for about 2 years now, and she is in Arkansas now. So we have a brand new intern in our office. Her name is Trinity. She's probably going to just beat me up whenever I get back to the office, because a couple days ago I said, hey, you should, you know, just kind of be in fun. I was like, you should come to Business Over Breakfast and see what it's all about. She's like, oh, okay. And so then she gets there, and I was like, by the way, I'm going to introduce you this morning. And she's like, ah, I don't like to be the center of attention. So I tricked her into coming so that I can introduce her. But now she had no clue I was going to mention her on the radio.
There you go.
But Trinity Keene, she's not unfamiliar with our community. She's been here for quite some time. And if I remember right, she just graduated recently from K-State. And I want to say it's the Manhattan Christian College. So there's a Christian college.
Yeah, there is. Manhattan Christian College.
Yes, I believe it's that one. She graduated from both of them.
Okay.
With her bachelor's, and she's back in town, and we're excited to have her at the Chamber. She's been here a little over a week and a half now, and we're thankful to have her in our office. She's a lot of fun. She brings a whole new personality, and she's been great. So, and then we also have Hadley in our office right now, too, with Fair and Rodeo stuff, because Fair and Rodeo is just coming right up next. I mean, it's just what I think we're almost a month away.
Yeah. So if you didn't get your fun pass,
you didn't listen to me.
Yeah.
And I was telling you, you got to get them when they're $30. They're now $40, and I believe they're technically $43 because there is a service fee that the fair ticketing service charges. So keep that in mind. But they will be that price until August 1st.
So if you snooze, you can still get a savings right
now. You can. I want to say, and don't quote me on this, I think if you even bought it at $40 and went at least two nights, you're still ahead with the pricing of the tickets. So keep that in mind. By August 1st, it'll jump up to $53. So just keep that in mind. But yeah, it's been busy in our office, but we're having a lot of fun.
That's good. All right. Well,
yeah.
Wyatt,
there's my update.
And Kathy, appreciate you coming on
yes,
by.
Kathy,
and
thank you for coming. I'm so glad
thank
you were
you.
Here.
Yeah, very good stuff, and it's a wonderful time of year, so we look forward to seeing you at Summer Celebration.
Can't wait.
All right, that is our update here from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce and Summer Celebration, and we have more Open Line coming up after this check of Beef Industry News.